Why do we have to go visit the people at the nursing home?
I think it's fine if just Mom and Dad go.
Visiting people in the nursing home is a great way to serve God. Have your parents ever asked you to join them on a visit to the hospital or nursing home? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Going to a hospital or a nursing home doesn't seem like a lot of fun, but spending time with others who are sick or old is a great way to serve God. It shows that we haven't forgotten those who are hurting. In Matthew 25, Jesus told a story about how important it is to help others. He said, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." That's exactly what our story is about today. It's entitled, "How May I Help You?" Daniel! Daniel! Daniel's little brother and sister came zooming into the room. "Will you play store with us, please?" Daniel smiled. "Okay, sure." Eli and Alessia often begged Daniel to play store with them. But Daniel didn't mind. Their grandfather owned a hardware store, and the kids loved to visit and see people buy all sorts of interesting things. Customers asked a lot of questions, and Grandpa was always happy to help them. Daniel followed his brother and sister to where they had a make-believe store set up. "Eli and I will be the customers," Alessia said. She put a toy phone to her ear. "Ring, ring!" Daniel picked up the other end. "Hello, how may I help you?" That was how Grandpa answered the phone. As Daniel was helping Eli and Alessia choose things to buy, Dad came in. "Okay, kids, time to go to the nursing home. Families from church are taking turns visiting, and tonight's our night." Daniel frowned. "Couldn't just you and Mom go?" Dad shook his head. "The people look forward to our visits, and they especially like seeing kids. It brightens their whole day." "Well, it doesn't brighten my day," said Daniel. He expected Dad to scold him, but instead Dad changed the subject. "Daniel, how does Grandpa answer the phone at the store?"
"He says, 'How may I help you?'" Daniel replied.
Dad nodded. "Yes, and I've heard you answer the same way when you're playing store with Eli and Alessia. It's a good way to show that you're willing and eager to help someone. Now, is there a way you could ask God that same question that's used to answer the phone?"
"What do you mean?" asked Daniel.
"In the Bible, we learn that God wants his followers to serve him and others willingly," Dad explained. "Jesus eagerly served everyone he encountered. He even sacrificed his own life to save us. And he's given us the Holy Spirit to help us love others the way he does, which means we can serve others with a willing heart, too." Daniel thought for a minute. "I guess you're right," he said. "If I asked God how I could help him today, he'd want me to go to the nursing home." Well, how about you? What is your attitude when it comes to serving the Lord? When you're asked to help out at home or visit someone who's sick, do you do it willingly? Jesus loves us so much that he became the greatest servant of all by sacrificing himself for us. When we serve God by helping others, we show other people his love. So take a moment and ask God in prayer, "How may I help you?" Our key verse is found in the Old Testament book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 9.
Serve God with a loyal heart and with a willing mind.
And our key thought for today, serve God willingly.
Want to do family devotions? Keys for Kids is perfect. Get a free one-year subscription and read it in less than 10 minutes each day. We're closer to God and each other this year. Sign up at keysforkids.org/subscribe.
I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.